The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, another loss to the 49ers.
San Francisco has won the last four matchups against Dallas.
After a strong first half, the Cowboys couldn't keep pace in the third quarter, allowing San Fran to take control with three quick touchdowns.
Juszczyk in motion, handoff Garendo, blows right up the middle like there's nobody home. Touchdown San Francisco. They have regained the lead.
The call on 105.3, the fan, down by 17. Dak Prescott tried to lead a comeback.
3:40 left, Prescott back, looking, throwing deep middle, there's a man, Lamb again, touchdown.
That made it a one-score game, but Dallas turned it over on downs on the final possession, losing to San Francisco 30-24. The head coach, Mike McCarthy.
We're disappointed. I think our guys really had a good week of preparation. I thought there's definitely areas of improvement, but still we have a ton to work on.
So how did it all fall apart for Dallas? Cowboys insider Bobby Belt says it was all about the third quarter.
Then the 49ers come out in the third quarter and just steamroll them. They outscore Dallas 21-0 in that third quarter. They outgame them by almost 200 yards of offense. They pick up 10 first downs to Dallas's zero.
Belt says the Cowboys continue to deal with big questions ahead of Sunday's game against Atlanta. We told you about long lines at voting spots last week as North Texans started heading to the polls, but if you haven't cast your ballot yet, you've still got more chances to vote early.
The Texas Secretary of State says about 29% of registered voters have already cast their ballot. That's almost 5.4 million people across Texas, including 373,000 in Dallas County.
The first 2 days, we usually have a lot of people that can't wait to vote, and they get out there and vote.
Judge Clay Jenkins says they've got 47 early voting locations across Dallas County, and you can check wait times online at dallascountyvotes.org.
If you want to go vote and you don't care where you vote, find the one that's not crowded and close to you, and make sure your voice is heard.
Dallas County expands early voting hours this week, running from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today and tomorrow, then 7 to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Friday. About 25% of Dallas County's voted, almost 28% in Tarrant, 35% in Collin, and 37% in Denton County. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You hear a lot of talk about non-citizens voting in Texas, but are they really doing that? Elections officials say, well, no.
Former President Trump and his allies are warning that illegal immigrants have registered to vote, but those in charge of elections say there are plenty of checks and balances to make sure they cannot cast a ballot. San Antonio's election coordinator Jackie Callinan says there's literally a box on the voter registration form that asks if you're a citizen.
We won't process that if that box is not checked. We send another confirmation card saying, did you miss this?
Counties send lists to the Secretary of State, and she says they work with state troopers and Homeland Security to validate citizenship. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Coming up in 2 minutes, I've got a three-word tease for you. Three words. Eyebrow tumor surgery.
Okay.
That's coming up in 3 minutes.
All right. Well, a wrong-way crash in Fort Worth kills five this weekend, and it's got drivers thinking about what to do if they face a similar situation. Somebody coming at them on the freeway. Going the wrong way.
A fiery crash on 820 near Marine Creek Parkway, caused by a car driving the wrong way into high-speed traffic. Investigators say drivers on the road late at night can take steps to protect themselves against wrong-way crashes by keeping their eyes on the horizon, staying in the far right lane, and if you do encounter a wrong-way car, flash it with high beams and pull over if possible.
You can save your life and you could possibly save their life.
That is NBC5's Keenan Willard.
Robert Roberson was to have been executed on October 17th, but he's still on death row as a legal fight over shaken baby syndrome creeps along.
So far, Roberson has not testified before a House committee that's investigating whether his conviction was legit. The courts continue to honor a subpoena that requires Roberson to testify about his conviction for the capital murder of his daughter. He was minutes away from death when the Texas Supreme Court blocked the execution. Some House members say Roberson is actually innocent and was sent to death row based on junk science. They want his testimony in person before the committee. The attorney general opposes any delay, wants the courts to speed things up, and says if Roberson is to testify, it should be by Zoom. And things are at a stalemate. No new execution date can be set until after Roberson testifies. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, check this out. A 75-year-old woman becomes the first person in the world to have a brain tumor removed through an eyebrow incision.
Wow, that's incredible.
The UK's National Health Services says the new procedure not only slashes the hours needed on the operating table, but the patient recovery time as well. This woman had a craniotomy. Well, they cut open previously her, brain and took off part of her skull to get to her brain, and it was unsuccessful.
Wow.
So later they went through this tiny little incision in the eyebrow, and it was successful. Hmm. So all she was left with was a tiny little scar that matches her eyebrow and a temporary black eye. That's pretty cool advancement for medical science.
Very much so. Barron's, the Plano ISD, is working on plans to sell three of its school buildings to the city.
The school board has reached an agreement with the city for the potential sale of Armstrong Middle School, Davis Elementary, and Foreman Elementary. No price tag for the properties has been set, but the two sides have both agreed to negotiate in good faith. The uses of the properties would also be limited to those that benefit the community and maintain the integrity of the surrounding neighborhoods. The schools were all built in the 1970s, and the school board voted earlier this year to close them, citing their high operating costs and low enrollment levels. They will operate through the end of the current school year. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD is the station at DFW for market and business updates. From Bloomberg, here's Jeff Bellinger.
And good morning. Looks like we'll start the week on a positive note. Futures are higher right across the board. Dow futures up 210 points. Quarter Pounders will be back on the menu at McDonald's this week. The fast food chain says beef patties have been ruled out as the cause of an E. coli outbreak in several states. The illnesses were traced to onions, and McDonald's has dropped its onion supplier. So for now, Quarter Pound burgers will not include onions. Apple customers who bought iPhone 16s or 16 Pros when the devices were first released can look forward to a software update this week. Our Mark Gurman reports the update will unlock some of the artificial intelligence features in the iPhones. Target is charging less for its Thanksgiving meal this year. The chain says you can get everything you need to feed four people for $20, $5 less than last year. And a British law firm is looking to grow the amount of revenue it gets from the U.S. A senior partner at Freshfields says the firm, which has an office in Silicon Valley now, is considering expanding into Texas and into Boston. I'm Jeff Bellinger with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, Jeff. This business brought to you by Trajan Wealth. We're getting breaking news. Iran's foreign ministry says now that Tehran will use, in their words, all available tools to respond to Israel's attack over the weekend.
Texas members of Congress continue to get complaints about the Postal Service.
Michael McCall is a one-word answer to the continuing problems of the Postal Service not delivering mail.
Frustration.
McCall says this is a nationwide problem that requires a nationwide response.
We're sending a letter to the Postmaster General, and we're looking at legislation to fix this problem.
McCall says he's ready to hold back the salaries of the Postal Service's top executives.
Bill Oliver, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Guess what's happening on Thursday?
I am taking a nap. And
no, it's Halloween, John. Oh. You gotta get dressed up.
I'm gonna go throwback. It's throwback Thursday.
So clearly he doesn't have his costume together, but you're not alone in that.
Don't tell Mr. Purdy that.
Yes, a lot of people are still scrambling to get their costumes ready.
When the doorbell rings on Halloween, expect to see lots of kids dressed as Beetlejuice. Deja Hernandez at Gibson's Costumes in San Antonio says that's the hot costume this year. And for adults, she says they all want to dress up like the TV show Bridgerton.
Colonial ball gowns, colonial with the knickers and the coats.
The scariest part this year may be the price of candy. Sacks of chocolate bars cost around $20. A survey done by the Halloween and Costume Association found that one in four Americans plan to spend less compared to last year. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Do you think the guys are really into Bridgerton, or do you think it is the women's into Bridgerton and they're like, we've got a costume together. Isn't this exciting? Aren't you excited about this, honey?
Yeah.
Get your stockings out.
You can send your emails to john.little@krld.com. And by the way, I can't believe you mentioned Mr. Purdy.
Yeah.
Boy, have you noticed what a good-looking guy that guy is?
Oh, my gosh.
He is so fit and handsome. He always dresses nice.
I don't think.
His wife is gorgeous and just a great family. And
my gosh.
He's the big boss, by the way.
I'm drooling right now.
It is. He's a nice guy. Honestly, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.